This news update is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors, located on East Huron Avenue in downtown Bad Axe, and by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. The Department of Natural Resources recently conducted a planned controlled burn encompassing 150 acres of warm season grasses in Verona Township, Huron County. Led by the DNR's Forest Resource Division in collaboration with the Wildlife Management Team and supported by the DNR Parks Division, the initiative aimed to revitalize native grasses, specifically to support the pheasant population. With 16 trained DNR personnel overseeing the burn, rigorous preparatory training underscored the professionalism of the operation. This effort, spanning 150 acres, was designed to promote the growth of forb and warm season grasses, crucial for biodiversity and ecological harmony. Furthermore, the controlled burn signified a proactive measure by the DNR to not only conserve but also rejuvenate the ecological balance, fostering healthier habitats for native species in Verona Township. Under the leadership of Matt Feldposh from the DNR's Forest Resource Division, the burn commenced around 1:30 p.m., extending towards M-142, positioned just south of Verona and north of Philp Road. The burn's smoke was visible from Pigeon, nearly 25 miles away. And law enforcement in Huron and Tuscola counties are ramping up efforts against distracted driving. Troopers and officers from various agencies, including the Caro Post and Caro Police, along with deputies from both county sheriff departments and troopers from the 3rd District Traffic Enforcement Team of the MSP, they will be conducting extra patrols next week. Their focus will be on enforcing the hands-free and move-over law to promote safe driving practices and raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. This crackdown follows legislative actions last June, making it illegal to manually use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving in Michigan. The law prohibits drivers from holding or supporting a phone or device with any part of their hands, arms, or shoulders while driving. Officers can stop and ticket drivers for distracted driving violations as a primary offense. Penalties range from fines to community service, with stricter consequences for repeat offenders. Drivers are urged to prioritize safety by adhering to hands-free regulations and remaining attentive while driving, contributing to safer roads for all. And a missing juvenile was located safe and sound on Sunday, April 14th, thanks to the collaborative efforts of law enforcement and concerned citizens in Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's Office received a report from a parent regarding her juvenile son's disappearance from their residence around 2:40 p.m. According to the press release, the juvenile had been sent to his room approximately 2 hours prior to the call, but had apparently crawled out of a window. Two deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office immediately began searching the village of Pigeon. A Michigan State Trooper also joined the search efforts shortly thereafter. Concerned citizens, both on foot and riding ATVs, swiftly rallied to the aid in the search for the missing boy. After several hours of searching, the missing juvenile was spotted walking in Pigeon around 5:15 p.m. and was promptly reunited with his mother. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen extended heartfelt gratitude from the department to the approximately 20 volunteers who selflessly dedicated their time and resources to assist in the search efforts. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Hey, Tyler here from Al Hansen Motors. We've got a bunch of great deals right now. We have a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Sport loaded with full power options, Bluetooth, backup camera, and 3.5 EcoBoost V6. Only 72,000 miles starting at $29,580. Fresh on the lot is a 2016 Ford Taurus SEL with only 109,000 miles, featuring a backup camera, Bluetooth, and full power starting at $13,380. We also have a 2017 Ram 1500 SLT, like new with only 41,000 miles on it. This truck is equipped with cloth interior, four-wheel four-wheel drive and a legendary 5.7 liter V8 Hemi, and we're asking $26,980. Finally, we just received a 2020 Chevy Malibu LT with only 52,000 miles, featuring GM's Driver Confidence Package, a fuel-efficient 1.5 liter engine, and up to 45 miles per gallon highway. Save at the pump and on a lot, starting at $20,580. With the construction on 142, we are still open regular hours and have a back entrance to our lot. During this time, we also started a concierge test drive service. Give us a call and we'll bring the next car, truck, or SUV to a public meeting spot or right to your driveway for you to check it out.
Call Tyler at 989-269-7299 today to experience the Al Hansen difference.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. A 34-year-old Carsonville man is scheduled for sentencing today at 1:30 p.m. in Sanilac Circuit Court from a domestic incident that happened on January 17th. What started as a breakup ended with shots fired and Joshua Peter Benke facing criminal charges. Benke pleaded guilty to domestic violence and assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges stem from when a 41-year-old Deckerville woman and her children ages 6 and 13 fled a residence on Luray Road in Bridgehampton Township. Benke and the female victim had been involved in a short-term relationship when he asked her and her children to leave. While complying with his request, Benke shot at her vehicle. For his guilty plea, the prosecutor's office agreed to dismiss the charges of one count of assault with a dangerous weapon, three counts of weapons felony firearm, and one count of weapons firearms reckless use. And police say two men exchanged gunfire after they exited a bus in downtown Flint, leaving one of them in critical condition and a woman wounded. Flint Police Chief Terrence Green told WJRT-TV the men got into an altercation in another city and continued fighting when they arrived at the bus terminal on Tuesday. Investigators say both men were firing at each other. One of the alleged shooters was a man in his 30s who was hospitalized in critical condition. The other gunman left before officers arrived. A woman in her 20s was grazed by a bullet. She has been hospitalized in stable condition. And prosecutors have filed financial crimes against the former leader of the Michigan House and his wife. They're accused of milking political accounts for travel, housing, and other personal benefits, while Lee Chatfield, a Republican, held the powerful post. Attorney General Dana Nessel says Chatfield's Peninsula Fund was an unregulated slush fund, unquote. Defense lawyer Mary Chartier says she'll fight the charges. Chatfield was a Speaker of the House in Michigan in 2019 and 2020. When Republicans controlled the chamber, two people who were senior aides to Chatfield were also charged last year with financial crimes. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
The spring semi-annual sale is happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Take advantage of great deals throughout the store with 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing and savings up to 30% off. Get ready to soak up the sun with our beautiful outdoor living collection, including outdoor dining sets, sofas, sectionals, chaise lounge chairs, fire pits, outdoor rugs, and more. And when all that fresh air makes you tired, get a great night's sleep with top name mattresses from our sleep gallery, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Sealy, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. We have great prices on select floor model mattresses and adjustable bases. Save some green while we wait for the grass to green up at the spring semi-annual sale happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe. We have a store full of great deals waiting for you, plus 10 hot buys priced $7.99 and under. Some exclusions may apply. Please see store for details.
So who's got the stock?
Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The Biden administration is enlisting officials in 15 states to help enforce consumer protection laws covering air travel. The U.S. Department of Transportation said Tuesday that it will give the states power to investigate complaints about airlines and ticket sellers and then refer cases to the federal government for enforcement. Under U.S. law, only the federal government can regulate consumer protection laws covering airlines. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the agreement is legal. He's touting it as a way to increase protection for airline customers. But Buttigieg pointed to travelers whose flights are canceled and then must wait days for another flight to pay more to fly home on another airline. And President Jill Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. The president plans to make the announcement that he is out to better protect American producers from Beijing's industrial overcapacity in an address to steel workers in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. The move reflects the intersection of Biden's international trade policy with his efforts to court voters in a state that is likely to play a pivotal role in deciding November's election. But the White House insists it is more about shielding American manufacturing from unfair trade practices overseas than firing up a union audience. And the first seven jurors for Donald Trump's New York hush money trial have been chosen after lawyers grilled members of the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. The questioning Tuesday was designed to help decide whether they can sit in fair judgment of a Republican former president. The panelists selected are an information technology worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, a software engineer, and two lawyers. 11 more still need to be picked before opening statements begin as early as next week. The case accuses Trump of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal during his 2016 campaign. Trump denies wrongdoing. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Al Hansen Motors, located on East here on Avenue in downtown Bad Axe, and by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And we do have one local obituary, too. We do have two local obituaries this morning. Catherine Grace Katie Gasley, 41 of Bayport, passed from this life into the arms of her savior on Monday, April 15th. A memorial service will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday, April 18th at Elkton Missionary Church. Friends may begin gathering at the church after 10 a.m. Memorials may be made to Elkton Missionary Church or Positive Alternatives of Bad Axe in Katie Gasley's name. Leave a memory for the Gasley family at champagnefuneralchapel.com. And George F. Deal of Port Hope passed away on April 12th at the age of 79. Visitation for George Deal will be held on Thursday, April 18th from 3 until 9 p.m. with a 7 p.m. rosary at Wujak Calcaterra and Sons on 25 Mile Road in Shelby Township. In-state will be held at 9:30 a.m. at St. Anastasia Catholic Church on John R. in Troy, until time of Mass at 10 a.m. on Friday. Graveside service and burial will take place at Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope, on Saturday, April 20th at noon. You can share memories with the family of George Deal at their online guest book at wujakcalcaterra.com. And you can view that website and these obituaries and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.